What's up, y'all? We got your girl, the one true love, on with City Angels, the Black Goddess Experience, coming to y'all with the Slick Talk Live. We up here D-Tribute. Yup, it's Wednesday, y'all. We doing our thing as per usual. We got a few topics for y'all today. We got my girl, LM Kaz, in the house tonight. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Yo, 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 check it, this LM Kaz, yo. If you know this voice, if you know me, you know what I'm saying, it's probably from seeing my YouTube, Let's Create Art with LM Kaz, look under Samson Cunningham, or you probably see my art somewhere on Living Noise, probably at Sherwood Forest or Dabbles. You know, LM Kaz, we out here selling art, slinging art all over the city, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I do art parties, so you probably see me at Felly's Gallery, you know what I'm saying? But look, tonight we talking on some other shit, though. I'm an artist. Oh, and I do comedy, too, you know what I'm saying?
Period.
Probably check me at the music hall, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe do tribute.
City you know? Angel style.
City Angel style. You know, we coming in popping off in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as I'm lighting the blunt.
Tune in.
We're going to keep it real on this live.
And we're talking on some other shit. We ain't going to be talking about that much art tonight, but we might get in there
We might get in that ass too, because guess what? That's a form of stress relief, and that's what we was talking about last week. But you gotta be creative.
I
want to
do some art right now.
Hell yeah!
Let them tune in and find out what's going on.
I know, right?
We ain't about to be playing.
Cause we up at D Tribute. These motherfuckers could be up here with us in real life. In real life, they could come up here with us, be a part of the live studio audience, and vendors are also welcome. So if you guys know anybody that's wanting to come out and experience being on the podcast, y'all need to come and fuck with us,
because
we're talking that real shit.
Cause that's what we do.
Period. So today we're going to talk about being an entrepreneur in the city, like an urban.
Okay, first let's talk about these waist beads. Oh, these waist beads are cute.
Mm-hmm.
What is this going on around your neck? It like it's going down through your.
That's a body chain bead. They got the harness under the titties to hold them up.
I can see
a
the whole thing
bit.
Even through the shirt.
Oh yeah, you like that?
Iridescent see through.
Yeah, thank you. You know where I got this
cute.
From?
No, I do not.
Bitch, form me.
Farming meals, yeah, you can pop off up in that. Mm-hmm. You can get some deals up in farming meals. Don't be trying to act like a bitch ain't been to the farming meals. Everybody got some uniform, you know, everybody got something, some soap or whatever your, you know, forte may be. Yeah.
My boyfriend on my IMVU
app.
I got one in real life, but I got one in virtual reality. So, guys, I'm playing this game real quick. It's called IMVU, and you can make your own avatar, and the avatar can do, like, pretty much whatever you want you to do. Like, it's just like The Sims, but it's, like, reloaded because you get, like, blunts and be smoking and be stripping at the strip club. I'm a stripper on the game. It's funny as hell. I got to do the shit that... on the game, but I can't do in real life. All right, back to real life, though. Being an entrepreneur. Oh, she said, yeah. So, we're going to talk about the waist beads. When we talk about being an entrepreneur, a Black woman in the city of Detroit specifically, owning your own business, just operating within the city, within the realms of your business. You know what I mean? And the struggles we encounter.
I think that's the highlight.
The benefits we encounter. And... we're just going to talk about it. So, I'm going to start with the waist beads. Like she just said, I create waist beads. My business is called Trap Waist Beads now because Love Waist Beads was hacked and I had to recreate. So be it. That's part of being an entrepreneur. One of the stresses, you know, you might have to do that sometimes. I also do holistic healing sessions where you can come and get your chakras realigned. We were talking about those things last week on the last episode. You could check that out in depth. If you're interested, tune in. To episode 1 regarding those topics. And what else? Oh, I'm a comedian as well. So that's why I was like, okay, last week I gave you all the like very professional me, you know what I mean? But this week it's time to bust it open. You know, that was the first episode. This is our second episode. So yes, we are babies out here, but we're gonna grow. Y'all gonna hear these voices. I'm telling y'all right now, intention setting on all international type media. So keep tuning in. You can follow Fucks with Your Girl, City Angels. We got to get us a tune. It's hard dealing with men because a lot of men come at you on that tip.
It ain't that hard.
it ain't that hard, right? But she said it ain't that hard. I mean, it's a little hard.
You might
get sexually assaulted or abused or ostracized.
That's that
or
hard. That's hard to you. You funny.
Maybe a little belittled, but you know, it ain't that bad. It could be worse.
It could be. Does it? How worse could it be? Tell me.
You could get raped or
what
something.
Shit? What if that's happened? Tell me about that. Then what? What does it stop?
But like, all men aren't bad like that.
They not. All men aren't.
Aggressively charged and just hate women. And, you know, some guys are good to work with.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Yeah. I generally only work mostly with men. Like, I got my two girls, Ev Tierra and LM Kaz, who we get money together. So, my bitches, we come together and we, like, on some, let's plan this event, let's get this, you know what I'm saying, money, period. So,
we need to see the money. We ain't got money. We trying to make money. Y'all know how events go. You know, party promoters, entrepreneurs, you know how it go when you invest in. And you put your time in, you do your setup, and you know, you got your merchandise on, your products and shit.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell. Sometimes you break even, you make a little money, but we don't make no fucking money like that.
Not like that. You're right. And
we're
that's part of the
to
stress.
Come together and find a way to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things being like in the city. Like, it's a big populated area, so
people
got so many options for so many things that they try to, you know, kind of like, not downplay, but kind of downplay your shit when it's handmade and a lot of creative things, because we just big bosses in the city. We like to go to,
like, when you wear a lavender shirt, a motherfucker think it's your birthday. Mm. It's not my birthday, bitch. I just wanted to wear lavender.
Right, right, exactly.
I just felt really, like, you know,
lavenderish.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, why can't I put on all white after the holiday and it's not my fucking birthday?
Right.
Y'all bitches in Detroit, stop asking people it's their birthday. Did I tell you it's my birthday? Damn, bitch. And stop asking me, do I need a jacket? If I'm going to catch pneumonia, you ain't going to pay the bill.
Mm-mm.
Stop asking me if I need them. I'm fucking cold.
Because you know it's so cold in the D, though,
L.O. I be wanting to ask bitches, did you wash your clothes, though?
Did you clean that cooter right?
I ain't worried about nobody cooter. I ain't about to get nobody
yes,
no.
Yes, I do, because when you
I ain't giving nobody no cooter tips because you should know how to take care of that.
Right. When I got tips on that.
We ain't talking about that.
Put you some apple cider vinegar on the damn tampon and stick it up there.
Don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Don't do that.
Dilute it with some water, though. Don't do it, like, straight up, because you burn your
cooter. Don't do that.
After you have
LM Kaz does not recommend that. If somebody do that and they catch,
the one true love does, because I know that it works. And I'm studying holistic healing. I got my crystal healing certification, and I've used this personally, and I know that it helps in cleansing. It's great for everything.
Okay.
Apple cider vinegar is the go-to for everything,
and dressings and stuff,
for everything.
And sauces.
Yeah. Well, not but
shout out to Cardi.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Period. Shit. Shout out to all my Detroit artists. I love my Detroit artists. They be coming through.
I heard Cardi B got the key to the city.
Got the key to Detroit. Is that right? I didn't hear about that.
You gotta Google.
And she say, what? Why? Why did Cardi B get the key to the city? We're going to check that out in a second. I'm going to take a moment to hear a word from our sponsors, and we're going to get back with y'all live in 1 second. Peace, City Angels. Got to get us some music out, this bitch. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. My fault. Welcome back to the podcast, City Angels. Y'all thought I was recording. I wasn't. Black Goddess Experience. Y'all, we here with Slick Talk Live. From the car this time with your girl, the one true love, and LM Kaz. I wasn't recording.
Yo.
She was so hype on the last one. She was, because we in Asia's corned beef drive through. So we was just lit on the little last recording that we were not recording. But that's okay, because we're keeping it real in this mug.
And we up in Detroit, because people don't know Detroit like we know Detroit.
Right.
We can go anywhere we want. I'm tired of people talking about they scared of Detroit. Come Detroit, find out for yourself.
I know. We awesome. He said it at the right time. We the best. You know, like they say. Detroit versus everybody. You either Detroit or you everybody. Everybody. Get the experience for yourself. All right. So continuing on with that topic, like being an entrepreneur in urban areas and we were previously talking, like, speaking about how we encounter, like, the sexism aspect as being a woman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of being a woman and a sexy woman at that. We just gonna go on to say it because we are in the studio live, sexy as hell. Well, actually, not the studio, the car. But whatever. Period, right? This is the studio. Which she said it is, actually. So, but yeah, so moving forward, I think, oh yeah, we also discussed what we do. And as she's an artist and I create jewelry, I'm also an artist. We're both comedians. And you can catch us live, y'all. We be live everywhere in the city. You just got to follow our Instagram pages. Mine is The One True Love. Make sure you put the one in front of it. I mean, the and the one. Anywho. And then LM Kaz.
Can I get that water, please?
As soon as she get her water. Uh-huh, 59. Oh, wow. Well, 59. She's got my nose flare up. My allergies just flared up. Period. I don't want that shit. How they gonna charge $1.59 for some water, bro? For the cup? I'm about to slap it. I'm not gonna get mad anyway. Back to what we were saying. See, that's how you gotta switch it on and off in the city. So that's another aspect of stress. Like, you dealing with 20 million different energies a day. That lady just tried to drain our whole energy with that bullshit she just said. Anywho. Back on 10. No problem. Some other things that some things that are good about living in a city and being an entrepreneur is that you have that vast reach. Like, it's so many people in the city that it's like endless opportunities of marketing and networking and collaborations, you know what I'm saying? Events all the time, all over the city. It's a beautiful city. I love my city, especially the culture here, you know. Well, I can't say that I dig the bitch assness that go on. I don't like that part, but that's probably something everywhere. But
we're not with all the gangs and drugs and violence.
No, none of
that. What about love, peace, and healing?
That's it. And that part. And so that part of the city is very, like, cool. That's kosher, you know, because we run it. No, we don't. Yes, we do. All right, whatever. Maybe, however y'all feel about that. Y'all should come to some of our events. Y'all know we be lit. We talking about the love and healing, herb friendly. I'm talking about my last open mic was at like a natural juice bar, black owned natural juice bar. Shout out to Osha Fresh Juice Bar on McNichols. And they had a
natural joint.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I want y'all check it out.
Yeah, so we'll probably be doing some live podcasting from there as well. But in a nutshell, like, they also had that aromatherapy. It was like essential oil aromatherapy that you could plug into and get your healing going. So that mixed with comedy, mixed with you could bring your own drink, mixed with vendors who's selling weed, selling edibles, selling everything you need in order to have a great experience with the live DJs. Like, it's always a lit experience. So, and we also have other vendors as well. But I'm just telling y'all, like, that part, the culture of the city, like, it's cool. It's cool. So y'all make sure y'all come and have your own experience regarding that. Y'all can always hit me up to set up something. Set up some. Oh, she's sharing her crinkle fries with me. Oh, they not. Oh, yeah, they are.
They're
so good. These like the. Oh, they the fat ones too.
Oh my god,
These bitches taste like fried mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they so good.
Oh my god.
They fuck these up right
here. I wish y'all could taste this, y'all.
But why didn't she tell me that when I ordered the water, though?
Why would she tell you that? That $1.59.
But why would she tell? I said, can I get a cup of water? She goes, that's $1.59. I would have said, I wanted it or not.
She gonna go get it. Oh, but it's $1.59. You know that, right? Is that how she said it?
After I ordered it.
Right.
You could have told me that before I got to the window. It's just common courtesy. I know.
No one has good customer service here. I can admit that.
No, that's not true. Some people do.
You have to go to the expensive restaurant.
No. But most of the time, you do have a bad experience.
You be like, but why me? Let me get two more. Hell yeah.
You can have five more.
Yeah, listen to this. This is how you share. This is your friend friends.
We gotta eat.
Yeah. We get together. And our day, we plan out what it is we're gonna do. Like, we got, you know, we both are mothers. We both have our own separate lives. We do, you know what I'm saying? But when we come together, that's what we respect about that. We ain't got a lot of time, so it's time. But we also have our good time during our good time shit at the end of the day. Like we're doing right now. Taking care of business, eating, and smoking all at the same damn time.
At the same damn time.
At the same damn time.
Cutting corners off of Woodward at the same damn time.
Cutting corners off of Woodward.
Rolling up that shit.
Hell yeah. But yeah, like, we gotta walk. Oh, that's my egg roll. I thought this was a french fry again.
Girl.
You must be high.
Must be.
That's cool. Yum yum. Oh my god. These my favorite french fries. I had some Charlie Steakery french fries earlier though. Them bitches was good too. But these fries is good all by themselves. This just fry. I'm talking about this just fry.
I can't talk because this food is so fucking good.
I ain't mad at you. You know, I never run out of shit to say. My mama told me that when I was little. She be like, be quiet, god damn. I used to be like, but mom, one more thing. Just one more thing. Trying to tell her everything that hurt in the day. My mom was not that type of person. She was not talking to you.
My mom was a cool motherfucker.
What she?
She taught me how to moonwalk.
That's what's up.
And she taught me how to play pool.
That's dope. That's dope. I would say that too.
She's cool. She's really
I would
cool.
say she cool.
She taught me how to do hair. She taught me how to dance. She taught me how to do makeup.
After moonwalk alone, you had me sold. You ain't have to explain no more. I ain't never know nobody to teach their daughter how to moonwalk. I wish I had a daughter to teach how to moonwalk. Cause I know how to. We gonna do the moonwalk. One episode, we gonna moonwalk for y'all asses.
We gonna do that for y'all.
Period.
Shout out to Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He ain't do it. He ain't do it.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, look, he ain't
period.
Do it.
Got some respect on that man.
And if anybody say something, come up here. Come fuck with me. Alright. He's on fuck them.
Oh man, this is great. We got to talk about how we can come together more in the black community with the Oprahs, the Tyler
Perrys.
I'm calling
come together.
Y'all out. What?
It's a gallery called Mac Alive on the east side of Detroit.
Underground, though.
Yeah, you go check it out. You Google Mac Alive off of Mac, of course. You can check that out. It's a lot of things that go on there for the city. They do a lot of tutoring. They give back to the city. They do events. They do festivals.
That's dope.
They throw parades. It's amazing.
What kind of parade?
Art events. Like Christmas parades and shit like that.
For just, real?
The East Side know about it.
That's what I'm saying. The East Side. Let me tell y'all. They always trying to make it seem like the East Side is more ghetto, but the East Side is more cultural, I would say.
I would say
so too. So it's like the shit they do would be the best. I ain't gonna lie. They got some of the best food. They got some of the best shopping. I look at. Sorry.
Surprise, though.
I had to bite it. Oh my god.
We don't want y'all to hear us chewing, but some people like that shit. So.
They do. That's what I'm doing. And I'm smacking in y'all ears. My bad. But listen, this turkey egg roll is the shit from Asians.
I've never had a.
You want to taste it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. It tastes so good, girl. Look
I'm
at it.
I'm scared. Oh, that do look good, though.
It's so good. It's delicious.
They need to make something for vegetarians at the meat place.
See, turkey don't fuck up my stomach, at least. The rest of that shit be
somebody
knocking.
Might be like, why we gonna have some vegetarians at the meat place? Go somewhere where they sell vegetarian shit.
Right, they'll jump in and be like, tag, I got them too. Yeah. smart.
Mm-hmm. Are you good?
Like, I want to open up a salon that's only open on Mondays and Sundays. Mm. And catch all those people from those 2 days like that be needing a hairdo and can't go to the salon.
Do your order.
We're gonna call that bitch Sunday and Monday. Oh, hell no. What an apple. Let me see. My bad.
Yeah, y'all, if y'all seen what it looked like up in here.
Oh my God. Like, I just got done on the chest with one.
Like a nigga squirted a candy.
It looked like that's exactly what it looked like. That ain't what happened, though. Not this time. Not this time. This shit good. It's live.
You know, I try not to eat meat. I only eat meat every blue moon. And that's one thing we got to stop. We got to balance everything. It's not about not doing this and not doing that. You have to have balance.
Preach.
I'm not ready for me to preach. We got to get into another
preach.
One,
so. We about to get the rest
I need them
up.
To get to know me before I start talking my shit. Because I don't want to
talk shit. What the motherfuckers think? This our shit.
Oh.
They can cut it off. Oh. That part. In real life, we ain't offending nobody. We just keeping it real. We ain't trying to offend nobody. If you offended, then you might need to just check yourself. That's generally what it is. Open your mind some more. Cause shit outside of you change how you feel. Fuck. You mean? Let me shut up.
So how do you feel about where black art is going in the community?
What you mean? You I don't think it's valued enough. I definitely don't believe it's valued enough. But then again, like I said, that's one of the downfalls of living in a big city. There's so many options and
people can buy some shit from Target for like $30.
That. And then people will fuck around and be like, they're just not buying some shit because it's East or West Side. Or, you know, mindsets and perceptions of the consumers. It's like, come on now. You got to convince them.
They don't want to support. Right. They like it, though.
Mm-hmm. They love
it. Go turn around and buy some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then complain about it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Come on.
Buy an iPhone and be talking about it. I want to hear that. Phone getting stuck, glitch your call to people.
Oh my God.
Having your cloud on, people can see your, what's that shit called?
Your aura. This is terrible. Oh, dark, gorgeous.
This is gonna be the only episode I eat. I'm sorry, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It is what it is.
From today. And we only 2 shots in. Pop, pop, pop. I know y'all feeling us. We about to take another moment to give our sponsors a moment to have a word. Y'all stick with us. We'll be back with y'all in 1 minute. Holla. What's up, y'all? We back live with y'all one more time. We coming back to y'all talking about that trill shit. We was just eating some Asian's corn beef. That shit was good as hell.
Excuse me, I'm such a lady.
Right.
I have to just partake in a very pleasurable amount of food.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
That was quite delicious.
And now it's time to fire up this little tail and finish talking to y'all for a little bit longer out here. How many of y'all, I mean, I can't ask y'all how many of y'all, because I'm a comedian. That came off a little bit like people was in front of me. But they're not right now. Anyway, I'ma just say. But you can write in, actually. Oh, you know what? You can tune in when you listening to the podcast. You actually can comment on the podcast or send a message for anything that you have any questions on or that you may want to hear on the show. Anything like that, you can tune in and respond. And we will respond on the show and give you a shout out. Be sure to leave your contact info, too. And soon we'll be able to call in and everything. You know what I mean? But, yeah. I gotta fix this one. Hold up.
So the question really is, how are we gonna come together as entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
Where can we meet up at? Where's the location that we can all come together?
So this is what I was thinking. How are we going to get the attention of the multi-billionaires in the black community to pay attention to us, or to not even just to pay attention to us, but like, yeah, come invest some money in Detroit.
right, I got a call just a moment ago. My fault. That's why I was just talking about we're going to have a whole studio set up so we can probably properly take calls from people. And someone called in just that quick. FaceTime Messenger. I mean, not FaceTime, but Instagram. Why do people just hop in your Instagram and think it's okay to video call you?
Yeah, why is that?
What the fuck? And we've never even video called before. I don't know you. You just became my friend. Why do you think it's okay to, like, literally video call me? Mm-mm. The people I know don't even get answered on that boy unless you, like, my nigga. Like, for real.
That's a good platform for entrepreneurs sometimes. Actually, it is Facebook. Even though Cambridge Analytica is taking your information.
Who is that?
Look them up.
Inform the people. Who is that? Okay, look them up. Like
Cambridge,
she said, Google
Analytica
it.
is a small private company that keep our information from our text messages, phone calls, emails, etc. Mm-hmm. And it's a bank, basically, in your phone. Everybody info, based on the last 5 years of you, have a perspective, a criteria of who you are, basically on a chip, a microchip.
You gotta hear that? And they put all that information into the service.
And they sell it.
Y'all can look that up, too. Real talk. Damn. That's why these telecallers be calling people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, pay attention. But anyway, Facebook, besides that, is a good platform.
It is.
Entrepreneurs inbox you and talk about their invention.
That's cool. But on some, like, you trying to be on some... I'm trying to holla or whatever, and we, you know what I mean. That's cool though, like what you said. It's always cool to network, but I don't think I'm gonna hop in somebody's video call.
You know, you just gotta find the right
shit.
People. Like, it's a group.
You gonna do that?
What?
Just a video call randomly for a business call.
Somebody I don't know.
Hell no, I don't know. That shit weird.
But if you are in Detroit and you are looking for other artists, people to connect to. Maybe you can stop at the Detroit Fine Arts Breakfast Club.
Okay.
On Sherwood, at Sherwood Grill, and on Livinoise, and between 7 and 8 Mile.
What day is that?
That's 5 o'clock on Mondays, every Monday.
And we're actually planning to go this week coming up, aren't we?
Yeah, we plan on doing stand up at Baker's too, but you know. We always doing some shit.
You know why though? Because it's my motherfucking birthday coming up, y'all. October 26th, Scorpio Nation, rise up.
Oh my goodness.
It's still Libra time. It's like, we gonna let y'all finish, but. My baby is ready to go.
No, I'm not ready.
You're not ready? Good.
No, I'm ready to talk this shit.
Yay! Talk that shit. Because we got so much knowledge. Being like.
Who doesn't want to.
In urban areas, you get that real rounded street knowledge and book smart and swag and everything put together.
I got some topics I want to talk about.
Talk about it. Talk about it. I want to hear it because I got something I want to discuss too. All
right. Well, I got a question for you, love. Okay. I'll throw it out there.
All right.
Is it okay for a man, any man, to have an input on what you do with your body?
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Really?
I should say hell no.
So you're not with the whole law of women not able to have abortions and shit? The abortions?
What you mean? Like?
Like, you know, like people in Congress having a say-so on what women do with their bodies.
Oh, as far as them banning the abortions?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so... I personally am against abortions, but I'm not against people making decisions for their own lives. That's what ultimately your life is. Clusters of moments of decision making. You know what I mean? And having a child changes your life forever. You know what I mean? That's a big decision. And I'm not saying it's right to... I go deep with it spiritually, soul ties, and you know, all that type of stuff, but... That's why I had to have both of my kids. Both of my pregnancies I had, personally. But,
I think it's... I'm right in between. I mean, I can stand on one side and say, right. Hey, yeah, you shouldn't get an abortion. That's not a good thing. Then I can stand on the other side and say, hey, you can't afford to have this fucking baby and it's not good for your life.
Right.
So that's a choice you're making on your own. So I can look on both sides and look at it. And I'm not looking at it from a religious point of view either.
No.
It's just all personal based. Like I said, we have to carry on in our lives whatever decision we make and live with that. So, ultimately, I'm not about to be supporting you. I mean, okay, let me just say this. No one, you have to make do for yourself, right? So, no, I won't be able to support millions of women who decide to go get abortions just because I'm against it. You know what I mean? So, you leaving more children out here to be in the system and be, like, in foster care or in child sex trafficking or, you know, all that type of shit.
I did an art exhibition on human sex trafficking out in Ferndale a couple years back. So I'm always trying to bring topics.
Excuse me, y'all.
I did I did a show out at Mac Live talking about feminism from a man's perspective. That's why I be asking these questions. I might be a little, you know, kind of out of thought with people because everybody don't understand us esoterics. But it's cool.
That's why we're talking about it, though, because we need more exposure. We need more people to tune in and understand if you don't, and if they do, to tune in and be like, well, I'm feeling you. You know what I mean? Because it's real shit. It's real life.
Shout out to women out here got a job trying to live out here and take care of themselves, man. Mm-hmm. Trying to be a woman just to be a woman. It ain't about being an independent woman because you can't do nothing alone.
Nope.
Shit. But shout out to being an independent woman and just being a woman on just being a woman for self. Like,
soften up though, ladies.
Yeah, we need to soften up.
Soften up.
Let a man be a man.
Man, the female is so important. Y'all know woman is God. Like, we have to understand, like, that nature exists for a reason. And it's being disrespected. That's why the weather's going crazy. Mother Nature, she's going ham.
I think Mother Nature is a woman, but I think God is like all. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has a gender.
That's
just my opinion.
That's real.
I think he's just a being.
So let me explain a little bit further when I say that. From the womb, like, the birth is created from the earth. All you get trees, you get nature, you get all these beautiful things. God gave us the universe, right? And I'm just saying that feminine aspect is what nurtures
all
and
around
brings
us.
Things to life.
Yeah, it's like flowers and everything. I understand it. I get it.
So, it's like we, even just our energies in dealing with each other, that love and compassion and that heart chakra, we got to get back to it. We've been so hardened with life.
I just feel like it's like 50-50. I feel like it's a man and woman or neither, because it's like, if it wasn't for the man creating.
But we were made as women. I understand that. I'm just getting to the fact, like, women need to be women. We don't need to be so aggressive and
hard. Y'all need to stop
frowning
up at women that wear skirts all the time.
Right.
That don't mean you're submissive. Like, that means you're more feminine, and you don't want to have your legs all open with pants all looking all rough all the time. Because the lady like me love a nice dress and heels.
I love me. Ooh,
and
I
stockings.
Love some, long hair and long nails and cute makeup.
Long hair and long nails, cute makeup.
And rhinestones and diamonds.
I like rhinestones and diamonds
and
too,
and jewelry and all things.
I like jewelry too.
Yep. And
I like boys.
I mean, I was just about to say, they gonna let me some dick.
She's what talking about penis.
Yeah, I said that. I said the D word.
She said
the
that.
Dick the
like Dick Moby.
Girl,
I used to be scared to say the word. I didn't want to be like, you know.
What you used to call it, girl?
Penis.
Penis. What? And she probably said that after it took, like, why?
Probably. I'll be
here. So that's like me. I think I probably was a man in my past life.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Because sometimes
why do you say stuff like that?
Because I don't know. Honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. When I was little, I used to have dreams about having a dick and seeing how I felt through your pussy because me and be going so crazy over it.
I've never thought that.
Okay, that's cool. That's
what
cool.
I said.
Well,
that's
you
different.
Know what I'm saying?
That's different. No, I'm not judging you.
I'm gonna go a little bit further to say I had a best friend and he gave me a hentai. How you say that? Hentai porn? You say hentai? The cartoon? With a girl clit, like, grew into a dick. And then, as we got older, people started doing that in real life. Doing the transformations. And it's just like, wow. That's great. I don't want to do that. I don't want to dig anymore, guys. I like to get the dig, but I don't want to be. I don't want to have one. But I used to wear strap-ons, too. I've done that before.
Shout out to the girls that wear strap-ons.
Period. What about the ones that gotta wear it all day like it's a real dick? No. Why you gotta do that?
You know what? Shout out to them too, because I mean that sounds like a lot of fucking work.
I do.
I could never wear a deodorant. I can barely kill your fucking purse. The fuck I'm gonna do with all that package? Got enough going on with tits and hair.
Right.
I don't even care. Whole. And then they have a period. Have a strap on.
Oh, right.
Maybe they don't wear one any on their period. But then how you get to choose when you don't have a dick? I don't like that. That ain't fair.
That's real. That's funny as hell.
All we talking about is strap ons. All we talking about is strap ons and the hygienic part. That's all we talking about. We ain't talking about the LGBT community or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like,
just keeping it fucking real, so don't take nothing personal.
Just kicking the Willy Bobo shit. And I am talking from experience, bitch. I was with that girl for 3 years, and we had 17 dildos and 10 vibrators, and my girl used to blow them bitches out, plugging them in. And you be like, girl, how? You about to make your coochie numb. You ain't gonna be a pleasure. Cut it out. But no, anywho, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I just realized that I love the dick, you know what I'm saying? I look at a woman, she's beautiful, and I might kiss, I might grab a tit, but I'm straight on it in the box. I'm done with that lifestyle. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, dudes are awesome.
Yeah, dudes are.
Dudes are awesome. Shout out to the sexy guys and whoop, the sexy whoop. Gals and everybody whoop. That likes to live life, because life should be a fucking party.
It shouldn't
be all uptight and, you know? Right. You know?
Mm-mm. What you said?
Who got allergies?
All of us in here digging in our noses and rubbing and twitching.
Girl,
cool.
Be quiet. Mm-mm. Don't be saying that on the air. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're not digging in our noses for real. But I thought that shit was funny in my head to say, because we got hair sometimes if we decide to do that. Shit, sometimes you got to get the boogie out, and that bitch feel good getting out.
We are not about to talk about digging in noses. That's not.
Hey, don't it be funny though when you pull up beside somebody, they don't think they see you, and they be it be your body.
I do hate that.
And then they be digging in they got their whole.
They be digging in their nose. You be like, what? Think that bitch gonna bleed? Like,
they be digging for gold.
Digging for gold.
That should be fun.
Like, those are not allergies, my nigga. Those are boogers.
Boogers. You got full-blown boogers.
Boogies.
I gotta talk about boogers because I'm geeked like that.
So what are you wearing for Halloween? What are you gonna be?
I was just at the Halloween store today at Oklahoma.
Oh my god.
So they got so much shit. But I really want to be a sexy something, so I'm going to have to hit like.
Aren't you a sexy
look.
Something every day?
Period. So I just got to like, whatever I wear. Period.
I know a guy that I like. You shout out to my boy Lodge Boy Whoa. He's okay. A real sweet Detroit rapper. He told me if I know somebody that say the word period, to tell me hit him up.
Is that what he said?
That's
girl,
what he told me.
That sounds so funny.
That's what he told me.
You know we've been saying that shit since we was little. Point blank, period.
That's yeah. So these little young bras saw a period like they brought.
Like they just bought that shit in time.
They heard their big sister say it. They're their cousins. That's why they said it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah.
We said point blank, period.
City
we
girls.
Was fighting back in the day.
Yeah.
Real Detroit city girl.
Roll up and I'm going to bust your ass. What? Period. But no, I don't like that no more. I'm just saying. Yo, hey.
Don't
peace.
Make me act like that.
Yeah, because I will.
I'm never like that, but don't, you know.
Shout out to the women that got balance. Because, like, for real,
hey,
we
come
like,
a long way.
You been, what?
We come a long way.
That's it. Because,
You heard them jingle bells jinging? That sound like Santa Claus is coming in this bitch. Them bangles was.
That's my bracelet. And I didn't even, I got.
No, Santa.
Bells on my back. On the strap. I mean, not the strap. Not like
no
that
more.
Strap.
Don't talk about no more strap or strap on.
Not that strap.
I've never experienced a strap on. Nor seen one in person.
Really?
Really. It just sounds kind of creepy.
It do. And it is very weird when you like a... I don't know if I'm sane. Maybe I'm insane.
No, you're not insane. You're cool. Oh, okay. People like what they like. I just know that I've just never, you know, that's just me. It's like somebody might see something else that you may do and they might be like, oh, I'm
absolutely. So, you know, we get that look all day, every day.
That's fine. Like what you like. I like chocolate. I don't like chocolate chip cookies.
I love them. See? I love chocolate chip cookies.
So should you frown at me?
No.
See?
But should you frown at me?
No.
Right. Period. And we coexist. We friends. Just gotta know we gotta get a variety of cookies when we
how
buy our cookies.
Of us have
dude, the cabbage patch.
No, no.
Oh, don't get me started. Cause girl, we just bitch dancing. I'll be saying the whole hustle to the people.
My allergies are like kicking me right in the fucking nostrils.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You know the Amazon is still burning at about like 80% right now. And they said it's a lot of mold in the air because of it. Because that's 80% of our oxygen. And it's 80% of that bitch burning right now. We're gonna suffocate, but not really. I didn't mean that. That's not nice.
Oh God.
I just meant like you should probably take herbs and spices and things.
Hey, shit, you can do ain't no oxygen. Ain't no oxygen. Ain't no nothing. She talking about herbs. Nigga, I need an oxygen tank. I'm about to go hit the hospital
right now. I gotta roll out the window right now because I'm close to. I need. I don't know.
It's full crazy. You're claustrophobic.
I'm claustrophobic right now. You made me all.
No, you're panicking. Yeah, I'm panicking. Due to you in the belief of lack of oxygen.
You said it. It made me feel it. It's so real. Well, nah, that felt better. And then we in here just like sniffling and dripping, post nasal drip everywhere.
Oh my God. Man. You make her sound so disgusting.
I don't want to. But anyway, like, shout out to the mothers out here. Because it's hard being a mother, too.
I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I like my kids.
I love my kids.
My daughter is actually on the billboard in Detroit.
What? Go, which one?
Doing her model. Zoe Watson.
Go Zoe.
And Zuri. And Vari.
And Vari.
Vari.
Oh,
because they'll like kill them. Me. If I had to give them a shout out.
Period. Oh my shout God. Out to Sebastian and Gian, my two teenagers. I got a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old, girl.
Everybody got a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. Shout out to just the numbers in this bitch.
Girl, that's great. But look, I feel like I'm a whole 20 high still. What's you saying? Who got a 15-year-old? Where?
Bitch right there.
You should see the way we both looking. I got my hand on my hip thinking that I'm cute. And she gonna look at me up and down like, bitch, she's right there. Like,
you got
I hear you, sis. That's what you need in your life. So I keep your ass right where you at. And it take you higher at the same time. It's like, yeah.
Bitch, I look tired
that's
too.
That's funny. I am rolling. But that's part of motherhood. And we still sexy with our shit, baby.
What a tea.
Effortlessly. Effortlessly. Thank God for the sexy ladies. Shout out to the sexy ladies. Y'all keep being strong because it's hard to be sexy out here.
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about...
it ain't hard. But Beyonce said it. I will survive being sexy. You remember that? I will survive being bootylicious. You remember that part?
Sorry. I don't remember that.
But yeah, I don't think you're ready for this jet. I'm sorry. I'm going to quit doing that to you. Right now. Go ahead. I'm going to stop. Go say something.
I'm about to sneeze.
That's what you about to say.
So you can talk. You say something.
Oh, she about to get her boogers out. We gonna take this moment to go to our sponsor. Bless you as they give us a word. We'll be back in a minute. Peace. What up, y'all? We back. One more time, coming live at your city angels with the Black Goddess Experience. Slick Talk Live with your girl, the one true love, and
LM Kaz.
LM Kaz in the house. We're in this mug chopping it up about pretty much everything in life. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you listen. Make sure you share. Please share. You know what I mean? Please support. We have sponsorship packages. We have slots for advertisements, so be sure to contact us regarding those things.
We will have really cool guests on our show coming up. We're just getting started. Just want to see if y'all fucking with us.
Yep,
and if we ain't fucking with us and we get started, you're going to be like, I wish I was fucking with them.
Period. It's also, if you would like to be a guest on our show, contact us. You can contact us. We're on Instagram, City Angels, BGX. That's Black Girl Black Goddess Experience. Sorry. That's City Angels, BGX. So follow us there. You can inbox me there or you can email me.
And send us some weed. Brownies.
Oh, yeah. We definitely smoke around here and indulge in the cannabis medicinal herb.
Because we have medicinal purposes.
Period. Yeah. I got insomnia. I got my car.
I got Columbia.
That boy said Columbia. That's not like a mixture of glaucoma and chlamydia.
Not good.
I don't want none of that shit. No. I just can't sleep a little bit. I'll be too excited. I don't know. Got that fire in me. Man, we about to go ahead and close this show out for tonight.
I'm about to go do some art. I'm about to go paint, y'all. I
got
to go.
Period. Yeah. So, we about to go tend to these kids and do all that we do. And, shit, kick it with us next week. We'll be right here live again. D-Tribute. Come through 5 o'clock. You can sit live with us. Some more come along with us. Get on our podcast and talk about this real shit.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do, because we want people to hear real shit.
Yeah.
Ain't no scripts. We not about to play with y'all out here.
Right. That's what she said.
You
want to
talk about some real shit with some real niggas. Holler at us.
Period.
From Detroit. Some real girls straight from DP. Well, no, I don't know about.
What?
You DPS?
Hell yeah.
DPS in this motherfucker.
High five, girl. And I graduated here. From Love Elementary. Fucking Spain Middle and Spain King Middle. High School.
Spain Middle School, King High School. Yeah. Shout out to Drew Middle School.
Yep, yep.
And Detroit Community High School.
Period.
Graduated from there.
You heard? And my alma mater is Wayne State University. I got my master's from there almost 10 years ago. Oh, man, I think I done told my age. I told a young person that, real quick, a millennial. These millennials are hilarious. Told this mug that when I graduated, like, with my MBA, because they asked, somebody introduced us and they brought it up. So, they were like, you're how old? I was just like, you know, I probably shouldn't reveal that. But that's okay. I probably shouldn't tell you guys that I graduated. But it's the truth. I graduated in 2010 with my master's. From Wayne State. So there it is. That's a blessing, actually. It's a blessing I can't have from the truth. Can't hide from the truth, baby. It's experience. It's like getting fine like wine, you know what I'm saying? We grasping the whole control. I got egg roll on my lip. All right, so shit, what else you got to say, Ellen, before we close out?
I just want to close out this segment saying, you know, life is what you make it. Try to live your best life for you and only through people that you love. Try to connect with people and keep your circle sacred and keep it tight. Mm-hmm. Keep the enemies out. You don't have to keep them near. Because if you got the universe protecting you, they can stay far away.
That's right.
In that order. You can check out, you know, all the things that I do. Usually on Instagram, you can check me out at Ellen Kyles Watson on Instagram. You can check me out on Let's Create Art with LM Kyles, and that is on YouTube. And you look up Samson Cunningham, subscribe with Samson Cunningham, and you can see my videos. And I have plenty of them. I would love for you to check it out. We just started off season 2. So we have another show that's kind of like connected with this show. We're gonna get into all of that. Ooh. We have so much to talk about.
We do.
And we love awesome people. We want to stay awesome. You know, I tell myself every morning, I'm awesome, I'm great, and I should feel like that because I know I have something to offer the world. On that note, y'all tune in next time. They have some more fun shit going on.
Hey, chicken, bang, bang. Yes. That's what's up. All right, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all get at our Instagrams. And we'll holler at y'all next time. That City Angels Live, y'all. We coming through with the Black Goddess Experience.
Black Goddess Experience. City Angels, baby.
Bye-bye.